Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. A man came to his rabbi and told him that he was reading a book which spoke about thanking Hashem for problems. And he said, Rabbi, how is that possible? The rabbi replied, it is very possible. But if you're not ready for that yet, you could at least begin by thanking Hashem for your blessings. The Chovot HaLevavot quoted a pious individual who used to say, there is no one in the world who could ever say that Hashem owes him anything. Even the greatest Sadiq, if he would make an accounting with Hashem, with what he did, compared to the kindnesses that Hashem did for him, he would find that he would be in great debt. But we are so fortunate. Hashem still pays us for every single deed that we do. We will be given untold reward for the mitzvot, although Hashem bestows so much blessing upon us in this world. We just have to remember that we don't deserve anything. One of the ways that we express our thank yous to Hashem is by making berachot. Hashem is so kind. He rewards us even for saying those thank yous. The Shulchan HaTahor writes, saying a beracha properly has the power to bring great and wondrous holiness upon a person, which emanates from a certain light of the Shekhinah. When we make a beracha, we are supposed to say the name of Hashem with trepidation, realizing that we are speaking to the one who created the heavens and the earth. Saying a beracha with kavanah and happiness, which stems from real appreciation, brings down blessing to the one who made the beracha and to the entire world at large. The Zohar HaKadosh writes that saying berachot the right way opens all the pipelines of blessing in heaven. It brings joy and gladness to all of the upper worlds. And if people answer amen to a beracha, it becomes even greater. The Chafetz Chaim writes, before we say a beracha, we should think about what we're about to say, and only then say the words. Saying a beracha the proper way takes a few extra seconds, but there is nothing better that we can be doing with that time than praising Hashem the way He should be praised. Why does Hashem love our blessing so much? Because He loves us so much, and He wants to shower us with more. And the way that we enable Hashem Kaviyachol to give us more blessing is by thanking Him for the blessing that we have already. Look how beautiful this is. We receive undeserved kindnesses from Hashem constantly. And He wants to give us those kindnesses even more than we want to receive them. And how does He want us to pay Him back for the kindnesses? By giving Him the ability to give us more. There are a lot of people with illness, lo aleinu. And we want so much for those people to have refuah shelema. We pray for them every day in the Amidah, and rightfully so. But there is something that we can do as well. The Sefer Ma'ayaneh HaYeshua writes, the greatest sigula of all to bring down healing from Hashem is reciting Asher Yatzar word for word with Kavanah. After a person finishes saying that beracha the right way, when the pipelines for healing have been opened, it is an opportune time to request from Hashem a refuah shelema. The first step to thanking Hashem properly is to appreciate what we have already. The greatest gift of all is life itself. When Rabbi Yisrael Lefkowitz passed away, a member of his family found a folded piece of paper in his wallet. In his own handwriting was a list of about 40 different diseases: leukemia, diabetes, glaucoma, asthma, the list went on. And at the end it said, Hodu la Hashem ki tov ki leolam hasdo. Baruch Hashem, I don't have any of these, and I'm healthy. We could all find myriads of blessings in our lives and thank Hashem for each and every one of them, which will then give Him the joy of bestowing even more blessing upon us. Have a great day.